In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered particularly for Sister Luz Maria Jose. Today we celebrate this particular feast, which is all about the presentation of Our Lady, when she is presented in the temple. The presentation of Our Lady. This is when she, as a very, very young child, even younger than Angelito, was presented to God, where she went into the temple to be a, as it were, a virgin of the temple, where she would spend all her days just in living out herself as a gift to God, because that's who she is. Mary is a great gift to God. One of the readings that I was doing today, I'll share you with you another one in Spanish today, but one of the readings that I was doing today spoke about Saint Anne, Santa Ana. And she herself, her name means grace. That's what Ana means, right? It means grace. Ana Carolina. Ana, you are grace. That's what your name is. And who does she give birth to? Maria, a name which means lady. Grace gives birth to the lady, the most important lady. And so here we celebrate that fact and give thanks to God for that great gift which was there, where she donated her entire self to God. Isn't that what we see here within the gospel? That vidua, she had nothing. Two little moneditas, that's it. And she gave her everything to God. Todo su ser, as it says here within our reading, that she says, gave all that she was, her entire livelihood. Todo que tiene de vivir. It's something for us to contemplate at this time. That's the reality that each of us are called to make to the Lord, is whatever two moneditas we have within our lives. When we look at ourselves, often it's easy to see that maybe I don't got everything so right. There's a lot of disorder in my life. So many things I get wrong. I fail, fall flat on my face so many times. It doesn't seem that I measure up and people don't praise me in such a way. So that means that they don't see me as a gift. So maybe I'm not a gift. And it's easy to come to believe that. And so we say, if I'm not that much, well, then maybe I need to hold a little bit of myself in reserve, because if I give myself too much, then it's just going to be taken away. And what I have and I give will be destroyed. It's not appreciated by anybody. And I don't even appreciate it myself. But that's not the way the Lord sees things. The Lord doesn't just look at Ana Carolina and Ana and say that you are grace. He says each of us as well, and says that each of us have been given a life toward grace. That's the most important thing that you and I can preserve, the state of grace. Don't let anything strip you of the state of grace. Maintain the state of grace. Maintain that state that God gave you from the very moment of your baptism that permits you to attain to eternal life. Treasure that grace that God gives you. And each and every time you and I partake of the sacraments, each and every time you and I take care of one of the sacramentals that we have, whether that's a medallion or a scapular or a cross or anything that we've been given there, any time, will those dispose us to be able to receive God's graces all the more? That's what our Lord desires us to receive, graces, so that we can have all the more grace within our soul. And then of that, to realize that God desires to give far more to us than we wish to receive. Each of you have a miraculous medal, don't you? Anybody who doesn't have a miraculous medal? Everybody has one? At least one? Is it on you? It's not on you. Talk to me after Mass and I'll give you another one. Because what is that medal all about? Medal is all about this one thing. To ask our Lord for many, many graces. In fact, milagros. Big ones. The medal says, and Our Lady said when she appeared to Catherine Laboureille, saying that the reason why so many of the rings that I have on my fingers, which are shining down the graces upon all those who are in need, don't receive them, and so that's why they're not lit up upon my fingers, not shining forth the graces that I wish them to, and so does my Lord Christ. It's because my people don't ask for them, and so they can't receive them. It's the only reason why you and I don't receive that. There's maybe a couple other reasons. Read the book of James if you want to find out the other ones, but that's the main reason. It's because you don't ask for them, which betrays what I've been circling around this beginning of the sermon, is that we don't trust God enough, that He really finds us desirable, lovely, gracious, good, worthwhile, because we don't see ourselves that way, because others don't treat us that way, and so we don't feel like we can give a greater gift of ourselves, to entrust to Him as that vidua, our whole livelihood. Each of us are struggling with that, so I don't have to say if you are. Each of us are struggling with that. And so as we're struggling with that particular reality, maybe that's the one thing to ask for in Mass today. To recognize the grace that our Lord has put within our souls, and that He desires to draw that out and increase it, so that we can again, like Our Lady, present ourselves to Him here even within this Mass, even weakly as we can, just as lacking in strength as we have today. To say the best I can, here's my two moneditas, my two insignificant nothings, and to trust that our Lord knows how to treasure that gift that is ours, because the Lord, as the saints teach us, has made us for Himself, rather made us for Himself. And the only way we'll ever find that rest of happiness for which we've been made is when we finally take that rest in giving ourselves as a gift to Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
En esta fiesta de la presentación de la Virgen, reconocemos la belleza con que Dios hizo a María. Ella fue hecha, construida, creada solamente para Dios. Por eso, Dios tuvo que hacer a María tan bella tan bella. Ella se convertiría en el molde del que saldría del cuerpo más perfecto del Verbo encarnado, que es Jesús. María es el espejo perfecto. Dios puede contemplar y reconocer la belleza de su Hijo en la persona de María, en su alma. Uno de los grandes teólogos, el cardenal Cayetano, dice de María: debemos creer que la Santísima Virgen ha sido en la medida de lo posible semejante a Cristo en todo. Es interesante. Así como la belleza espiritual está encarnada en el alma de Cristo y de su madre, también la belleza sensible ha encontrado su expresión perfecta en el cuerpo físico de Jesús y en el cuerpo físico de María Santísima también. Todos los padres de la Iglesia son unánimes en afirmar que la Santísima Virgen es perfectamente bella. Santa María tiene todo clase de belleza y virtudes femeninas. Tiene el encanto de la Virgen, la majestuosidad del Madre, la perfecta integridad y fecundidad de una novia sin mancha. Es hermosa en el templo de Jerusalén, donde el Espíritu Divino la prepara para su misterioso destino. Es bella en sus aposentos nupciales, donde vive en la meditación y la oración. Es bella cuando acude del Santo Niño y cuando lo acaricia en su pecho. Nuestra Madre María es bella en la casa de Nazaret junto a la joven Cristo, que es su Hijo y es su Dios. Es hermosa en los caminos de Judea y Galilea, acompañando al predicar celestial y meditando sus parábolas. María es bellísima en el monte del Calvario, cuando existe a Cristo moribundo y crucificado. Allí se convierte en madre de la humanidad. Es bella en el cenáculo, donde instruye a los apóstoles y protege a la iglesia naciente. Y finalmente, esta madre es hermosa en el trono de la gloria, donde reina al lado de Jesús, por encima de todos los coros de ángeles. Nuestra Madre María, en verdad, es la aparición viviente de la belleza. Podemos entender por qué el ángel Gabriel es representado en las imágenes, contemplando los ojos de María. En este momento, traer una imagen de María en sus mentes, ahora mismo. Miradla a los ojos, como lo hizo Gabriel Ángel. Contemplar su belleza. En todos sus problemas, en todos tus temores, en todas tus ansiedades que tiene hoy. Recordar que ella es un parte de la felicidad que ustedes esperan en la eternidad. Qué bendito eres. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.